We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Talk to Mishnah. Hamalve es chaveiroi, someone who lends money to his friend, now he is the malve, he cannot go into his friend's house. He sees his friend has an empty house somewhere, he wants to move in. Lo yodu b'chatzer chinam. It's also for him to live in his friend's chatzer, the loyvah's chatzer chinam, because that looks like ribbis. Lo yisker menu b'pachos b'shir ribbis. And he shouldn't get a better deal on rent because of ribbis. Both things sound like real ribbis here. I'm the malva, and you owe me a favor, so you give me free rent, or even cheaper rent. That's also to do. Zok to Gemara. Om Rav Yisrael Bar Yoyim, Yom Rav Nachman. Avo b'shamru, even though we learned in Maseches Bava Kama, two times, that says over there, Hadov b'chotzach haver shleim edaitoi, ein tzarek l'halas l'eschar. And like Rashi explains, that we're talking about there, by chotzer, the leikai malagra, chotzer is not oimed to be rented, and this gavra, who's living there, needs to rent. Still, it's zen nena v'zelecha, so you don't have to pay. That means you go into your friend's chotzer, that he's not using anyway, and you live there, even though you need a place to live, ein tzarek l'halas l'eschar, because it's called zen nena v'zelecha. So even though we know that zen nena v'zelecha does not have to pay for it, but but in the same exact case, if you're the malva already, then you can't live there because you're being nana from him, and that's mechzik rivers. Break the marmai kamash malon. What's the chiddush? It's a mishnah. A blitz. He says that if you live in someone's house, it's a proper rivers. It's a mishnah. My kwazatanino, I'm a mishnah. Malva's chaveri layod v'chaser chinom. He shouldn't live in his property for free. He shouldn't live there with pachas less rent because it's rivers. So what was his chiddush? He had to bring a raya. What's his chiddush? It's a mishnah. So no, mishnah would not be a raya. Ima sees ma'avamino hani mili b'chotzer the kaim la'agro v'gavro da'avod l'meger. If you learned our mishnah, you would say that this is dafka by a chotzer the kaim la'agro. It's oimid for rent. And this guy needs a place to stay, and you're letting him stay there. So that's mamash. It's zen nen of zeh chosah. That's where it's osals ribbis. Avachot lekaim laagra, but it's called lekaim laagra. And the Ram Shif is goris b'fir Rashi's pshat. Or gav leev lemegar. Either case, you would say emaloi that's not a problem of ribbis because anyway he doesn't need the rent. That he doesn't need a rent. Both cases. Kamash v'lon, that it's also, Rashi says, why the mechzayik ribbis? It's not going to be a real ribbis because he doesn't need the place and he doesn't need to rent it out. It's not a real ribbis, but it looks like ribbis that this guy lent you money, obviously living in your house for free. So that's a problem of ribbis, and therefore it's also to do, even though it was not even oimid to be rented. That's the chiddush of Rav Yosef Bar Yoyim, Moshe Rav Nachman, that even in a case where there's no, you're not really gaining any monetary gains, but it looks like ribbis if you live in his field and his property is for free. He's more makel. We know that by zen nana, v'zel loy chosah. The loch is you don't have to pay, but halveini v'dar b'chatzeri tzarech la'as l'schar. But in a case where I tell you like this, I'll lend you money, or borrow, lend me money, and you can live in my field, live in my property. Then you have to give a schar. Which means like this, that the only time it's osur by the case where it's zen nenem zelchosur, only if it's a tnai kaidim lemaisa, if it's a ksitsa. I say, I want to borrow money from you. And you know, if you lend me money, I'm going to let you stay in my open a land, a house for free. That's it. Even though I'm not renting it out, but I'm giving it to you free. I speak it out, that's what makes it osur. I'm not if it's a free renting that I usually rent out, that's posh ribbis ksutsa. You're getting money for that. But I never rent it anyway. It's open the whole year. Only go to for Pesach. It's open the whole year. I'm letting you stay there because you lent it money, not money. That's what I did. So there it's also. Halveini it's also. So halveini v'dar b'chatzer tzol chayz ha'schar. Man de'om ha'halveyu. So if you learned the first lashon, that even halveyu, just stam, if you have halva, you're not allowed to stay in this property for free. Kolshken halveini. Of course, if I make up. Man de'om ha'halveini, ava halveyu loy. The man de'om says that the isser is only by halveini, but halveyu not, my timer, kiven de mi kara, Lav adaite the hachi asvei less than ba. Since that was the mikara diga price, since mikara, when I took the halva, I wasn't malva for that. Therefore, it's mutter. So it comes out. Let me ask something. So if this lashon, the whole halveyu is mutter. So what's on our mishnah? Our mishnah didn't say you make. What was the case of our mishnah? Our mishnah says also. What's the case of our mishnah? Zog Rashi umastis in the kotzlei. We are, I made up. That's why it's also. Because if not, we want to. I made up, it's also. The Rosh Hash says, why don't we just say that I'm just talking about a case where it was Ovad Lamegar. It was he's planning on renting it out. And then it's be Laveo. So like the Rosh Hash, the Mishnah's Mashma Stam, every case is also. So therefore you have to say, because it's like, that's how Rosh speaks out.
What do you need?
It's not Shver. So the teacher says, Rivas. Maybe Rivas is not going to give you extra money. Who said I love you? I give you like a passive gain. Who said that's called gain? That's also called a gain. It's not money gain. It's not money, not monetary gain here. It was not, it was open anyway. It was sitting there collecting dust. The house is collecting dust. So it's not Rivas.
Right.
So that's why it's a Chir Shavain, and Alvey or not. So now, it comes out, which Lashon do we pass like? Zogtai. So we pass like the Lashon of Halveyu, that even if it's you didn't make up. Stump, you're a malva. I can't do you a favor letting you stay free in my house. Frank Tosfos, so it comes out, I can never do you a taiva. I go over to my friend who lent me money, you know, last year. I didn't pay him back yet. I owe money. And I say, oh, can I borrow your car? You know, if I just have to run my car in the shop, I have to run pick up carpool. No, you can't borrow my car. It's Ribbis. Is that mutter or not? What's the halacha? Is that mutter or not? Look at Maisa. It's very, very gay. You go. What? Oh, very good. So Maisa's teretz is, there you asked him. Not asking is worse. Why is asking worse? Because there I'm relying on the favor. That's the Maisa's answer. And that's Taisa's second teretz here. Taisa asks his kasha, Baram Taisa's. And Taisa's second teretz is that the Shloim Midas is worse. If it's Midas, so it's a favor you do for everyone. So you're not doing it because I'm a vah. You lend the car to any neighbors. What's the, not because I'm a vah. But Shloim Midas, that means I go take your car without permission. Who does that? Teretz, I know you owe me one. I know you can let me. So that's the problem with Shloim Midas. That's one Teretz Taisus. Another Teretz Taisus, Dafka Milu Fahesia, that everyone sees you moving into his house in Orlando, that's Milu Fahesia. But borrowing the guy's car, it's not such a Milu Fahesia. The guy's car is a good child, it's called Fahesia. Now, Pasha's not called Milu Fahesia. Rasha Tosh says, Yeshlema, the Dafka Milu Fahesia, the Afsha Tuva. It's a big of a rash. One of the examples brought down in Allah is, I cannot buy Mahalia and Shul. You can't buy the Malva Aliyah and Shul. The Malva lent you money, and everyone knows that he lent you some money. And now you're going to buy him Aliyah, buy him Shlishi and Shul. That's also, that's called Avsha Milsa. That's one of the examples.
Only if he knows?
Yeah, only if he knows that you lend the money.
It's public.
Right, yeah, it's probably that it could be not a problem. But that's one example. So they have to remember, this is very important. If someone's a malva, he can't take a favor from the loiva unless it's a favor he does for everyone. Now, even if he does it for everyone, you have to check two boxes. It has to be medaita, and number two, it can't be a avsha milsa. So, in the case where a guy has an open house somewhere in Florida, he cannot give it to the malva free, even though he does it for everyone. He cannot do that. Even if he does it for everyone, he does it, anyone asks. He's a big tzaddik. Every weekend there's someone else there. He cannot do it for the malva. Why not? Because it's for Hesia. Even if Malva asks, because we machma both toots him. A avsha milsa case, even if he asks, is also to do. But if it's a small time thing, then it's mutter. That's how it comes out from the Baram Taisus, and it comes out in Halacha in Simon Kuf Samach Vav, and Simon in Yaradei, Simon Kuf Samach Vav, and in Yaradei Simon Kuf Samach. I'm not sure which Sif, I don't remember which Sif, I think it's around Sif, I'm not going to say which Sif, somewhere in the beginning also says the same Halacha. Dr. Gemara. Rav Yosef Achama, talk of Avdi Inchin Masik Azuzi. He had some people who owed him money, and he's waiting a long time for them to pay back, and they weren't paying back, so he had a good idea. In those days, everyone had an Avid, so he grabbed their Avadim, Vav Levita, and he put them to work. Omele Rava Verei, so Rava, the son of Yosef, told his father, My time of Marachi, why are you doing that? Like, why are you taking someone's Avid? It cost the guy money. Omele, no. Anokar Rav Nachman Svili. Don't Rav Nachman. Avda Nahoim Kreisei Loi Shavu. Eved, it's not worth what you feed him even. I have to feed the Eved, and his malacha is not worth what I feed him even. So he said, no one's losing anything. I'm feeding him, and I'm not getting anything, and he's not losing anything. Omle Emedov Rav Nachman could go in Dori Avdi Merakabe Kuvi. Rav Nachman was his own Eved, Dore, which his job was to dance in the pubs. So to him, he wasn't worth too much money. But Avdei Achrini, mi Omar, a good Eved, who cleans everything, he's talking worth it. Omalei, no, so he said, you're right. I'll tell you a different reason why I'm taking the Eved. Omalei, I know ki hod Rav Daniel bar Rav Ketino am Rav, severely. I will hold, like Rav Daniel bar Rav Ketino am Rav, that says, Omar, hatoikev Avdei Shechaveri, it's not a guy who grabs the Eved of his friend, v'oslam alacha, does alacha, potter. You're potter to pay, why? Dinichalei, The owner is happy, like Mr. Avde. The Eved shouldn't get lazy. If he sits there bottled the whole day, he will get lazy, and therefore, and he get lazy, and therefore it's better, he's happy that I am not, this guy is happy that I'm taking his Eved and putting him to work. So because he's not losing anything, I'm taking the Eved doing nothing, then he get lazy. So I picked them up when they were doing nothing and worked with them. Therefore, it's not a problem. But now he asked the Kasha, that I'm sure you're thinking about. That's only if they don't owe you money. Mar, kim the mask bezuzi, you, since they owe you money, mechzik a ribbis. It looks like ribbis. That we said before, that someone who lives in his friend's property for free, shalom edayte, ain't it tzarech la'as ha'schar, even though you don't have to give schar for that, but if you're a malve and you live in his property for free, you have to pay for it. Why? Because mechzik a ribbis. So here also, you're taking his eved, it's mechzik a ribbis. And here also, shloim edaitai, like Tysus, a few Tysus, and also Avshan also. Everyone sees this, that's very clear. Taking someone else's eved. Amalei hadribi. You're right. And he was taka choizer, and he said, you're right, I am being choizer from this, from taking them, because it's taka a problem of mechzik a ribbis. It's a problem of mechzik a ribbis, and therefore, I'll be choizer. So tomorrow, Abaya. Tomorrow, I'll see another Gemara. Why not? Omar Abaya. Hayman the Masik Zuzi, the ribbis of a Chavre. So someone owes money. If someone borrowed money with ribbis, and he owes him ribbis now. He owes him ribbis. So the call Azli, at that time when he's going to pay the ribbis, Azli Chiti Arba Grivi Bezuzi. 4 pounds, Grivi is a certain weight, is 4 pounds went for Zuz. And he owed him a Zuz of ribbis. That was about he owed him for ribbis. So Kaazi Chiti Arba Grivi Bezuzi, Beshuka, Vayav Le'iu Chamisha, Lamaisa. The loiva gave extra. He gave 5 pounds of chitin, which means he gave him more than a zuz for his ribbis. He only owed him a zuz, but he gave him a little extra. Now, technically, that extra part would be only like ribbis mocheres, obviously, because and that the difference is like this: ribbis ksutza yoytze bedayonim. You have to pay back ribbis mocheres. You don't have to pay back. So here, the zuz has to be paid back. What about the fifth pound? So the Mara says, when I'm mafkia the ribbis, I'm mafkia 4 pounds of chitim because that's connected to ribbis. The other one was a better deal they made afterwards. That's a ribbis mecheres, and that you don't have to pay for. It's a matano. It's like a matano, like the some of Loshon in the Gemara. Idach matano the avle. It's not matano, and that matano I don't have to pay back. That's a baya shita. That's the first shita. It's a baya, yeah. Rav Amar. Chamisha mafkina minei. You might see all 5. Why? The mekara b'tayras ribsa also yade. Because the ma'isa, it came to his hand b'tayras ribis, and therefore they all have within ribis ksutza, and they're all yoytze b'dayanim. And you might see all 5 from the malva, all 5 pounds of chitim.